Sports Buzz on 97.7 The River.
All right, it's week 15 NFL picks. We have Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer hanging with us. Brad's in studio, Ben's on secret location. Records here are pretty tight. It's getting tight. The race is getting tight.
This is like an AFC West race.
I will tell you this right now. The entire time Danny was reading that, he was looking me right in the eye. I told you, the crumble had begun.
I'm just happy that I'm way above 500 because I was way below.
You've been rolling.
No, but 3 weeks ago. You know why? Because of Jimmy Garoppolo.
The Jimmy G train, baby.
Pretty much why.
Jimmy G.
Like with everything else in my life, he's blessing it. So, Brad's at 23-12, Ben's at 21-14, I'm at 20-15. Let's go first with 3-10 Niners are favored over the 8-5 Titans in this game, which is interesting. Again, Jimmy G factor, I would imagine. Brad, you want to hit that one first?
I do. I have not picked the Niners to win once this year, I don't think. I was thinking about that this morning. I'm going to change that here. At 3-10, I don't think I'm really ruining any mojo. How about this for an interesting little statistic? If I had told you at the beginning of this, when we started this season's football picks, that the toilet-dwelling 49ers and the Super Bowl hopeful Raiders could possibly have the same record at the end of the year with 3 weeks to play, what would you have said then? I believe it sounds like, this just speaks to the momentum that the Niners have built with this trade for Garoppolo. He's taken a punishment with the Niners so far. He just stands in there and just takes a beating, and it makes me nervous every time, but he makes the throws. He's good on third down. Tennessee is not good on third down on defense. Their offensive line is not good, and the 49ers have had the ability to kind of make teams with bad offensive lines pay. Solomon Thomas has been playing much better. DeForest Buckner is an absolute beast. They're playing at home. I think we might actually see like an 85 to 90% full stadium for the 49ers this week.
Wow.
They're getting better and better. Even the interception that Garoppolo threw last week was he's throwing it to a soft spot in the zone, and Trent Taylor was running an out pattern. There was clearly some miscommunication. That stuff is getting better week to week. And Tennessee's on the downside. They looked awful against Arizona last week.
Yes.
Awful. Niners win. Mariota's still not living up to the hype.
All right, Ben.
I agree. Mariota's a bust. He had a horrible post-game interview that his mom had to scold him about. They are alive in second place, hoping to advance, but we know that he's not necessarily a bust, but he's not going to be an elite quarterback in the NFL like everyone thought. Jimmy G is absolutely got the momentum. It is like a refreshed new season. I feel like you guys just started your 2018 season, you know, 2 weeks ago. That's how much intensity is back with the fans and with the team. I'm picking Niners to win, and I think it's going to be a little bit more, a little bit bigger of a game, but I think they're going to come out and win, probably by a touchdown, if not more.
Yep, everything you guys just said is totally accurate. There's something special, a brew in Santa Clara with Jimmy Garoppolo. So, yep, I'm picking Niners as well. Cowboys at Raiders, Sunday Night Football. Ben?
This reminds me of the Raiders of the 90s, where you don't seem to know what you're going to get week in and week out. Clearly, there's something wrong with Derek Carr. Everyone's speculating that his back injury is worse than they expected. He came back too soon. All these things. They obviously have a lot of hype to live up to because they were expected to go to the Super Bowl with this team. You know, the defense has played better, but they played better against horrible teams. So, it's hard to say. Do I pick with what my heart is or I pick with the brain? In this case, I'm going with the heart. I think they have a bounce-back game. This is in true Raider fashion. They come back, and they always beat the teams they're not supposed to beat. So in this case, they're going to come back. I think they're going to beat the Cowboys. It'll come down to a little tiny Italian man kicking a field goal for us. But at the end of the day, it's going to be the only thing. Raiders are going to beat the Cowboys. It's on Sunday night. It's going to be at home. It's going to be their last home game for the rest of the season. I think it's going to be a big important game for them, which will mean nothing for postseason.
All right, Brad.
Interesting. Like, people are talking about Derek Carr, and is he hurt, and he's not the same, and he's playing more timid. He's averaging 7 yards an attempt this year. And last year, when he was healthy and the offense was playing well, he was averaging 7 yards an attempt. This offense is built around their ability to run the football. They haven't run it as well. They've gotten themselves into third and long type situations. And Derek Carr is who he is. He didn't really get rid of the ball a lot at Fresno State either. They ran that spread offense. You know, get him the ball, get guys the ball in space and make them make plays. He's not throwing a lot of guys open. He's not throwing it down the field and leading them. It wasn't really his game then. I think their ability to run the ball last year kind of covered up some of that, and the offense was built around him, and it doesn't feel to be built around him now. I think this game is close. Dak Prescott's playing well. I think the game is close. I think there's a lot of points scored in this game, despite what I just said about the Raider offense. But I think, you know, Dallas has got something to play for now with no Carson Wentz, and I don't know how I can pick a Raider team that just went in and wet their leg in Kansas City with an opportunity to save their season, and they came out and played, you know, 48 minutes of garbage football. It's tough, man. It's tough. Yeah. But I'm going with Dallas in this game.
Yeah, for me, it's a toss-up, and I'm just simply picking the Raiders because they're at home. That's all I've got. All right.
That is some Cracker Jack color analysis.
You like
right
that? Yeah.
Nice.
That's how I roll. Hey, I went 3-0 last week.
You did.
Thank you.
You did.